ויש פייחס דפטר. אין צועקים ולא מצויים בוי על שום צהרן שבת, וזה נעת קולט הקודש בורחו, ולא בשוי, ולא any type of calamity, or concern, חוץ מצויות מסוימים שצועקים עליה בפר, בשבת, ולא בשוי. And there's a shortage of food for the populace, and where is it lasting the spell for on Shabbos, but not to blow the shofar. Okay? Another situation, which is a life-threatening situation, here shekifu anotim or nahor, between the terrace to refit the yam. If it's a city that was surrounded by dangerous warriors, or ganochim that could cause damage to the people, or the river that may overflow, or a boat which is in danger of sinking from in the middle of a storm. Afilo al yovel nirdos mitnei agoyim listen rocha. Even if one individual is in a state of sakana, because the goyim are running after him, ganovim, or he's in a dangerous mental health situation, all these situations doakim umitzchanan b'tfilas b'shalas of loytokim. You let cry out to Hashem and get tfilas, but not blow a shofar. So the kitzur, if it's a situation of sakana, even for an individual, you allow to be spoiled for that on Shabbos. Elkin Toikim Makabis, the only type of tefillah which is permitted is if there's a wartime and people have to be called together to come to fight, then the Rabbi Bala Shofar to gather them together. So if you're kneeled up and say, Ruach Rosh Hashanah, about Dafir, who was in a cholo sheish, was Satana's doy again, who was Chan and Nevech Enogu, Loiva, Mitzalim, the Shabbos, and Chodim, and Sukonim, and Satana's again. That which we said, one is allowed to be spiraled for a person who is in a mental health situation which is dangerous for him. So, if it goes for any situation of a choyle that is in a state of sakona, he's allowed to be spiraled for him. And Shabbos. But if the person is not in a state of sakona, really should not be misspelled from on Shabbos. Even so, a lot of people ask for Misha Berech HaKoylem, which are not in a state of danger. And that's what they say afterwards. Shabbos and Melizah Gufu Krov Elov. It's really not the time to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these things. And Hashem will bring them before a woman who is in the process of giving birth and she's in danger, then for sure he could be spiraled for that. The table should be set properly with the tablecloth and everything else set in order on the table of the Shabbos table. Real Shabbos should be done from before Shabbos. Should come into Shabbos and everything set up. Yeah. If it's talking about his bed, that also should be made before Shabbos, so that he doesn't have to start fixing up his house on Shabbos itself. Yeah. Some people have a minig to say Shabbos, they chose the Shabbos, the Chodesh Yom Shabbos, the Kachay. Mr. Brewer points out that many people start from Alkein Beira, which is not really proper, because you're starting in the middle of a pasuk, and one should not just read half a pasuk. It's better to start from the beginning of the Zohar of Yom HaShem Zakashe. The fact that it says Alkein, therefore, you don't even know what the therefore is. Therefore, so Hashem created the world, taking out the whole reason behind it. Yeah, the Kiddush in the morning is called Kiddush or Rabba. That's a euphemistic way of saying that the smaller Kiddush is called the bigger Kiddush. Okay, he told the other, Zachar Kati for the other, after he makes the Kiddush and washes his hands, not before the Kiddush. The Yitzhak Alecha Mishnah, Kimo Yvalayla, the Yitzhak, he should use two breads for the Moiti, and he should have a meal. Shabbat says the Rakech was after they ate the full meal, they should sing the mirror, the Shevach HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and to learn a little bit 34 the Achila. Notice that they say that the return of the mirrors are either before you eat or after you eat, not the middle of eating. Again, the Akidush, so Kshiyev Mokhm Sude, just like we learned at night, the Kiddush has to be together with the Sude in the morning. So even Kohen of Klum, Kohen of Kiddush Shalal, you're not allowed to eat anything before that meal. Lishtos, Naim, Bapak, Kohen Tvila, Mutha, Mitzvah, Yishas, Dayim, Lachal, Lachal, Yishas, Kiddush. Person is thirsty before Shachar, so let's drink water, because the Chiyev Kiddush starts only at the time that one can eat a Sude. He cannot eat a Sude before Shachar, and therefore, if someone wants to drink something before Shabbos, then he doesn't have to make Kiddush. The Halacha says though that if he has to eat a meal before Shabbos, then he should make Kiddush because he has a need to eat food beforehand. He won't be able to down before that. So now the time the Hesed to eat, and therefore he has to have Kiddush also. The Ramos says, I'm there, probably in the Kiddush. We learned already before the Halachas of Kiddush. Since they, the Mokum Shay, I'm Motte, the Sheikh of Shamash and Kusman, Mayim Chamar Medina, Makashin Bor. There's no wine there, then you could use a type of Chamar Medina. In those days, there was beer, so you use whiskey, but if you use whiskey, you have to drink a whole glass of beer, some whiskey, and if you can't handle it, don't bother with it. I'm nice to say it's not so clear what the Chamar Medina is, so one should, if possible, use wine or grape juice for the Kiddush in the morning. She has no option. If nothing to make Kiddush on, then he'll eat without a Kiddush. For if he has bread, he'll make it on the pot. And Mishra Rivas says, in the case where he doesn't have wine, he can't just eat anything he wants. The first thing he has to eat is the bread, because there's something that holds that is him going to Kiddush. If he doesn't even have bread, then he eats whatever he has without Kiddush, because at least he'll have some minimal Onik Shabbos. If he's not going to eat anything, he'll be starving. That's even less Onik Shabbos. Yeah. His Rebbe says at night, if he doesn't have bread, or wine, or anything to make Kiddush on, he just has some food and payers. So some say, if he's expecting them to come later, then he should wait even a few hours for the wine or the chalas to come so he can make Kiddush. But he doesn't have to wait more than chatzos for them to come. And the meal, if he doesn't have that, then he can eat at night. Yeah. If he's a weak person, then he doesn't have to wait. He doesn't have to torture himself and eat what he has without Kiddush. And he'll be soymach on what he said in Shemone Esrei as his Sochus Yom Shabbat Kashuk for that day. Come about, they bring bread or wine later in the night, then he'll say the fullness of the Kiddush at that point in time.